There. Another flash.
Luna base?
And again. They're busy tonight. I wonder what they're saying.
Freedom for students!
This is Susan Campbell on the planet Earth. Help is required.
There are no aliens. Not for 20 years.
Apart from the Slithers.
I hear you, Susan.
I'm the Doctor. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, you're new. Sorry.
And the Daleks will be laughing.
Mrs. Campbell is talking sense. The rest of you could at least listen.
His voice. There was something about it. I thought I recognized...
Give your full name and planetary origin.
You have stolen my property. My TARDIS. And I want it back.
My name is Hope.
Susan was always rash, but this time she's talking a lot of sense.
Help from a load of filthy murdering aliens. That's what she said.
And now they've come back.
It's time to leave, Doctor.
There are always aliens, Alex. Some of them never go away.
What's that supposed to mean?
Police! Get out now!
Run, Holly! Ah! Get off me!
Technology was thrown back 200 years. And since then? Crops have failed. Civil unrest is growing. We're still finding people hiding in caves.
Fire at that thing! Bring it down!
Stop shooting!
This one for requisition.
But you can't be. Can you?
Can't I, Susan?
But is it you?
Subscribers get more at bigfinish.com.
Here, Chas, you like this? While shepherds wash their socks by night, all seated on the ground, a bar of sunlight soap came down the round. Do you like that, Tash?
My name is Natasha.
I can't remember how it finished, though. A bar of sunlight soap came down.
The shepherds used the soap, I presume.
Billy Burnham, you'll write out the proper words 100 times. Wouldn't you know? Sunlight soap's all I can remember. Fat lot of good that did, Mrs. Williams.
Who?
Oh, it doesn't matter, love. I'm sure they sing it right at Rodine. Do you want the heater on?
No.
Yeah, you're right. It'll soon be turning off. You'll have to make your own way from Warrington.
But Blackpool. I'm going to Blackpool.
M6 North, your sign said. But don't worry, there'll be plenty of folk going up from here tonight. And you be careful, mind. Don't you be catching a ride off just anyone.
Take me to Blackpool!
Hey! Get back in, will you? Were you playing at? All right, we're sound.
Please, you promised.
You want to get me pulled over? Christmas Eve, coppers are going to breathalyze you for the slightest thing.
You were drunk?
Not for 6 years now.
You were drunk 6 years ago?
Well, I was drunk at Christmas. I was drunk at Easter. I was drunk summer, autumn, winter and spring. Well, straight now, don't mind. That's why I'm going back.
To Warrington?
To my son. He's a bit older than you now. I'm taking him a present. It's to make up for all them Christmases that I wasn't there.
Where is it?
You are sitting in it. A yellow, dinky hot rod. That was always his favourite. Well, this is the big version. Hope he's passed his test.
You bought this car for him?
At auction. I've got a motor business now in Sydenham. Do you know it?
Sydenham? No.
Well, it was rough for a while, mind, before I got myself sorted. That's why I make a point of picking up hitches. Right, gonna have to drop you on the approach road, love.
I don't want to.
Come on. It'll be all right, you know, when you get there.
Blackpool.
Running away, that's hard. Running back's harder, I reckon.
I'm not running.
Come on, Tash.
Natasha.
Yeah, all right. Don't make me drag you out. No. For heaven's sake.
Don't make me, Billy.
Out.
don't make me do it.
Do what?
I'd sooner spare the energy.
Oh, would you now? Come on, out, I said, out. Go, you cunt, come on. Tash? Oh, Tash, are you all right, love?
You have made me do this, Lily.
No. No. No!
Chuff!
Well, it's not Blackpool, is it?
Chuff.
Hang on, Doctor. I know this place. Hey! What are you closing the door for?
Bramlington Services, just off the M62. Previously the site of a failed interterrestrial incursion by a species called...
The only ones. I was there.
You were?
Now you're ribbing me. Come on, Blackpool, Christmas, now!
Are you not curious, Lucy? To know why we've landed here, of all places?
It's like this. I want Christmas at home, with me family. I want nephews and nieces crying, because they've opened everything by 9:30 and they still want more.
Right.
I want me mum running a still frozen turkey under the hot tap at 10. I want me great gran half cut on cooking sherry by 11.
Gotcha.
I want me dad and me uncle going hammer and tongs over who was the best James Bond all through dinner. And I want the neighbours joining in because the walls are so damn thin and they're as drunk and as bored as we are.
Yeah, but...
And in the afternoon, I want me Auntie Pat hairing up to the house on a tiny moped with some greasy, unsuitable riding pillion, bringing us a crate of cheap check beer like battery acid to render us slowly insensible while Del Boy gets repeated for the umpteenth time. And all the while, I want the central heating on too high, so everyone's got a blinding headache by 4, and when we finally head out for a breath of fresh air, just as it's getting dark, the air is so sharp, it's like being born again. Are you listening to me?
Auntie Pat?
Yes. I want me Auntie Pat. Is that all right with you?
Lucy! Kiwi! Lucy!
Auntie Pat?
I told you.
Auntie Pat!
Hey, oh, my God! All right, you. Oh, spare us the bear hug. You'll crack a rib.
God, look at you. You're so... So...
Old?
No. Well, yes, but in a good way, I mean.
I know. Hello, Doctor. Well, this is a turn-up, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
I was on my way up to Blackpool.
Oh, like us?
And I saw the sign for Bramlington, and I thought, I wonder if it's still the same.
Is it?
Of course not. It's all frappy lattes and toasted paninis and test your blood pressure machines in the loos.
Oh, well, that'll do.
You want to test your blood pressure?
Frappy latte and turkey panini with chips. You're buying.
Mine!
Hey! You trying to kill me?
Idiot.
Leave it. Hey. It's Christmas.
Still?
Still, you weren't looking, Lucy Miller.
Yeah, I'm fancy not seeing something as yellow and nasty as that.
Come on, you two.
Oh, he hasn't changed. Always dashing ahead.
I know, sorry. Come on, I want all the goss mind. Everything you've been up to since 1985.
Oh, why 1985?
Why not?
Well, this is a turn-up. Auntie Pat.
So, two frothy coffees, two sugars. Now, how does one get a pot of tea, do you suppose?
Call a robot from out the back.
A robot?
Not really. I'll see if I can get one from Paolo Panini here, if he ever appears. Hello? Anyone there?
I wonder if Flo is still here.
Can't quite see her fitting in round here, can you? I mean, she had a personality. Aye! We need tea! And something hot.
Excuse me, can I just...
Yeah, of course. Don't mind my friend.
How do you get black out of this?
Don't press white.
Got you.
I said hello. Any chance of getting a panini and chips this side of Christmas?
I'll take these over to Pat.
Sorry, but I can't be doing with sandwiches from the chiller. Halfway frozen, all soggy in the middle.
Know what you mean, love.
Just the 8 sugars, is it?
Oh, right.
You'll rot your teeth.
No one energy, that's all.
Oh, sorry. Diabetic, yeah? You know, I had a boyfriend used to crash like that.
Not like that. No.
Mind.
Oh, sorry. Miles away. No sandwiches?
Only cold ones.
Oh, I hate that.
Yep. Budge up.
Sorry.
Of course, I knew this couldn't be any kind of coincidence. You first.
I'll count to 10, then I'm coming in there and putting some chips on myself.
Well, she doesn't change.
No. You have, Warlord Haygarth.
Sorry?
You got old. Like Lucy said, crow's feet, touch of grey, stiffness in the limbs.
Oh, cheers, Doctor. You shouldn't have had to flatter a girl.
But you shouldn't have, should you? You're a Zygon. You shouldn't have changed one iota from the moment you took Pat's body print. You should look...
Early 30s still. More like middle 50s now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, hello, Santa. You collecting?
Oh, I'm all out of change. Well, Earth change, anyhow.
No, no, no. Have you seen my reindeer?
Reindeer?
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen.
Oh, you know them?
Not personally.
Most people say Rudolph.
Yes, the invention of a department store, 1939, I believe.
You mind? Best I could do, a cup of lukewarm tea.
No chips, then?
Given up. Reckon someone's knocked off early for Christmas. You collecting or what?
I've lost me reindeer.
Obviously.
I left them tied to the bark stands, only now they've gone.
That'll be the reindeer rustlers. Famous for it, Bramlington is. Some Herbert's twocked off with a lot, I expect. Probably taking them the wrong way round the roundabout at the top.
It isn't funny!
Oh, yeah, mate, whatever.
What's your name, little girl?
Lucy. Lucy Miller.
Miller.
What are you writing it down for?
He's making a list. He's checking it twice.
Yeah, you got it. There'll be no presents for Lucy Miller.
That's I-E, not Y. With a Y, it's all home counties and horse, so you can't burn it.
I think that's enough, both of you.
Your name is also going on the list. What is it?
Don't tell him, Doctor.
I've had it up to here with a lot of you. Oh, you kids, reckon you don't believe in me no more. Time was there wasn't a parlour in the land where they didn't put out a mince pie and a glass of sherry of a Christmas Eve. Not much to ask, is it? Just a little nibble and a drop of the Christmas spirit. This year, nada, nothing. So it's come to this. Me, in a service station, looking for a light pint and a low-alcohol lager, just to keep me going on my way.
Yeah, all right, mate.
It's been headed this way for years. You can teach a gnome to build a wooden train, but a games console? Oh, and don't get me started on the Labour. This year, they formed a delegation banging on about workers' exploitation and had I heard of fair trade schemes at all?
Right.
You're not well, are you? Let me help.
That's it. I'm done. You don't need me. None of you. I'm taking myself up to the glass bridge, pal. And you know what I'm going to do next?
Oh, don't be daft.
I'm chucking myself off. Crash. Splat. Santa smeared all over the carriageway.
You're not serious.
You reckon? Merry Christmas, one and all. And a great big... to the lot of you.
Oh, please, wait.
Stop him, Doctor.
Look, leave it to me.
Hey! Hey, Santa! Stop!
Stick it!
I know where they'll have a mince pie for you. Glass of sherry, too.
You do?
Cooking rubbish, mine, but it's better than nothing.
I'm listening.
Blackpool. 46 Cheney Road, Blackpool.
Oh, like Blackpool. Used to tie Dasher and the boys to the top of the tower.
Oh, and I thought it was the donkeys did all that up the Golden Mile.
Lucy, what do you think you...
It's all right, I'm on it.
Be careful.
You think that's where they've gone?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Your friends, they think the same.
I'm not so sure about this. Yes, they do.
Okay, then. You've got transport, right?
No.
Yes?
Lucy, the last thing that man needs right now is absolute proof of time and space travel.
We'll just drop him off at a shelter. He'll put it down to too much booze in the morning.
I'll drive.
You're not serious. Auntie Pat!
Oh, come on. I've taken worse to your parents at Christmas.
When?
Jed.
Oh, him, yeah.
Sven.
The one with the Viking helmet.
No, that was Wolf.
Are you sure?
Right. We'll go, we'll have a mince pie and a glass of sherry, and then we'll call someone, yeah?
What's that?
Nothing.
You didn't say anything, did you, Doctor?
I...
Did you?
Against my better judgment.
Well, all right, Blackpool, here we come. Where's the car?
Balloon over towards the back.
Come on, then.
My mum, though.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's Christmas!
shut the window. My neck's getting wind chill.
Just a bit of breeze. Not like driving a sleigh above the Pennines.
Pennines. Once I rode a magic carpet over the Carver Pass.
You're taking a proverbial.
Oi, children.
Happy now?
How much further?
20 minutes. What's he playing at?
What?
Fella, right up my...
Watch out!
Oh!
Ugh.
What the hell?
It's all right.
All right? We've been rammed up the bumper.
Let him overtake.
You've got to be kidding.
Let him, Pat.
Maniac!
That's enough.
I've got a pen in here. Paper.
What?
To get his registration.
And... Oh, my God!
What is it, Lizzie?
James Blunt. Auntie Pat, there is James Blunt in your glove compartment.
So?
James Blunt! Auntie Pat, what happened?
Well, like a bit of James Blunt.
I didn't ask you.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. It's him. From the car park.
Blimey. The canary yellow hot rod.
Yeah.
FW15BP. B or P?
Leave it, Lucy.
God, I need glasses.
It could be a P or a B.
I said leave it.
Pat.
Please. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Quiet, you.
What's that?
46 Cheney Road. Thus do you, madam.
Thank you, Parker. Come on, you two.
Are you sure about this?
As I'll ever be. Magic. Hey, noise. This isn't St. Anne's, you know.
You need a ticket.
It's Christmas.
Don't even think it, sunshine.
Oh. Hasn't he fixed that yet?
Oh, I know. Mum's always on at him. Mind your feet.
Oh, sorry.
Toast crumbs?
Reindeer food.
It's just what we do, all right?
Every Christmas Eve, since she was small, she's put out toast crumbs on the path.
Reindeer food?
Yeah.
Oh, you little love.
Come on. I'm freezing.
Hold on.
Better look, there'll be a film on. Something
I
old.
Said hold on.
Lucy.
It's my job, feeding the reindeer.
Oh, we're a bit late this year.
No, we're not. We're early. A whole year early.
All right, I'll get it.
Oh, heck. Leggy! Hello? Hello? Yeah, very funny. And a Merry Christmas to you too!
He'll do.
She's not happy, you know.
She'll be fine once she's back from the office. Big bottle of cider, cheer her up no end. Santa, too.
I can't say I approve.
Oh, give the girl a break. She's lost her Christmas after all. Oh, ow!
What is it?
Oh. Raise me coccyx on a still.
No Zygons have a coccyx. Hey, Goth.
All right, Doctor. Sit down. You're making me nervous.
Will they see us here?
No one else will be under the pier this time on Christmas Eve. What is the time, anyway?
2008.
I said I was sorry.
Parabolic diverter?
Homegrown.
You need to be careful. You could have pulled anything out of the vortex.
Only anything with a course set for Blackpool. I'll phone. Tell the other Lucy I couldn't make it this year. Car trouble.
Check with our Lucy first. Make sure she got the message all those years ago. Work out what you're doing next year while you're about it.
No need. I won't be here.
Well, so long as you're sure.
Not the next year either. But the one after that.
Pat? Patricia?
Oh, no! No, no, no!
Yeah, sorry, love. Gotta shut up shop.
All we want's a bottle of cider. Come on. It's Christmas.
Sorry, me licence.
Oh, well, cheers.
Is it a pub? Does off sales?
Dunno. Maybe the Labour Club. You remember?
How dare you? My coat may be red, but
put
my...
Put a sock in it, Santa. Come on.
But the booze!
We'll go without.
Then what?
Sleeping in the car, I guess. And I've bagged in the back seat, so the rest of you will just have to fight it out amongst yourselves.
Hey! Watch out!
Some poor beggar's lucky night.
Yeah. You're sure about this, Agoth? This...
Photomelanoma. It's just what happens when a zygon stays in the same body too long. The photoreceptor cells in the skin mutate, dividing and expanding, over and over.
You're looking old, Lucy said.
Oh, yeah. Once it starts, there's no stopping. And without the ship, without the Scarison, I knew... Back then, in 1985. I knew this had happened one day.
Then why?
Wasn't me I changed back for, was it?
Well, don't tell me you're living through this as a penance.
I was grieving, Doctor. If I'd have told her about Pat, about how she died, well, that'd have made it real, wouldn't it?
It was real.
Besides, what's your excuse? You could have told her then and there. Your Auntie Pat's dead, and the Pat you've known all these years was a Zygon lover, wearing her form...
She loved you, though, as Pat. We both knew that.
You don't know responsibility, Doctor, until you've borne the weight of someone's love. It was hard being with her, so hard.
Yes.
And then one day, it wasn't. I loved her. She loved me. It was the easiest thing in the world. Except now we've got to say goodbye. You know, properly.
So that's what this was all about. Pulling us off course.
One last Christmas in Blackpool, yes.
I don't know.
We cheated her out of mourning her auntie once. We won't do it again.
Still.
Shh, they're back.
Where's Lucy?
You.
All right, big man, catch your breath.
Lucy, where is she?
There was a car.
A car?
I called out to her, but...
Tell us slowly.
Yellow it was. I called out, but there wasn't time.
Time for what?
A yellow car.
There were there now. The ambulance people. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No!
Lucy?
So sorry.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Ow! Ow! Oh. Oh, God. Holby City. Holby at Christmas, that's worse. Hello? I said hello! It's all right, I'm fine. I'm just going to get up. Oh, there's something in my arm. A needle or something. Oh, I don't want it there. It's freaking me right out. Can anyone hear me? Anyone? I can't hear you. Please? I can't hear anything. I don't like this now. Please?
You are not family?
What?
No.
Not mum and dad?
No, obviously.
You should talk to staff nurse. I am Marika, healthcare assistant.
We saw the ambulance taking her away.
Just wanted to see if she was okay.
You will get me in trouble.
Please.
A minute, that's all.
2 minutes.
No trouble.
2 minutes, okay?
Oh, at last! This place has been freaking me out. Come on, smile. I'm all right, see? Well, except there's this thing stuck in my hand. I'm not looking. Hey, you, nurse, do I need this, like? Well, say something. Doctor? Speak up, I can't hear you. Auntie Pat? Come on, this isn't funny.
Query fractured collarbone, this says.
It is minor injury. This is no concern.
But she's still unconscious.
Yes. You should go now.
She'll wake up, though.
I cannot say.
You see this, GCS. Ah.
What's that?
Glasgow coma scale goes from 3 to 15. 15 is awake.
And?
4.
That is 2 minutes. You will have to talk to staff nurse now.
Please! I need to know!
You make me call security.
Pat.
Oh, don't pat me! She's my Lucy, my lovely girl. I can't just leave her here.
Pat?
Please!
I can hear you, Auntie Pat. What kind of?
Well, we can we? Because if you phone up Lucy Miller's parents, they'll say she's here with us. You madman.
Am I all right? Auntie Pat!
I'll be back, sweetheart. You're beautiful.
James Blunt, huh? No, you're not going. Don't go! Auntie Pat! Auntie Pat! That's it then. I'm dead. Dead or dying.
Death of what left up my mental seated on the ground. A bar of sunlight soaking.
How do?
And you?
Name's Billy. Porter.
Billy the Porter. Right, listen. Oh, I can hear you.
Ooh.
I thought my hearing was gone, or...
Or?
I was dead. Stupid.
You're not stupid, sweetheart.
I mean, fancy me...
I said, you're not stupid.
You don't mean... Oh, no. Oh, hell.
Sorry, love.
Oh, pig it out.
Andy. Sorry, emergencies only. Stuck in a what? Right up to the elbow. You tried breaking the bones? No, not yours. The turkey's. I appreciate that, sir. Goose fat. You might be able to ease it out. Yes, thank you, Santa. If you wouldn't mind sitting down.
You're spreading a bit of the Christmas spirit.
Spread it outside if you must. Yeah, sorry about that. Yes. Yes, I realise that, sir. We're very busy. Next time, stuff it with a spoon. No, I'm not a doctor. And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Don't get it, Billy.
Get what, Lucy, love?
If I'm dying, what's all this stuff in my arms for?
Well, that's just for the you on the other side. You can get up if you want, stretch your legs.
I can?
Well, sort of, yeah.
You sure?
Just swing yourself off the bed. Doesn't matter about the tubes and that. They're only there if you think they are.
And the cot bars?
Come on, I'll help you. Oh, come on, there's a knack.
Right, okay.
Don't think about it. Just step out of the bed. Out of your body.
Okay. Oh!
It's all right, I've got you.
Sorry. Wobbly legs.
Well, I'll get you a wheelchair if you want.
Yeah, I'm not a cripple.
You're in a coma, love.
I know. It's serious. Oh!
What?
Me, on the bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how everyone on the other side looks from here.
Stay to my eyebrows. I look so young.
Well, it's just you, sweetheart.
The other side? That's where they are. The doctor, Auntie Pat.
Your friends? Yeah, yeah.
The doctor. He'd be coming up with a rubbish explanation for all
this. See, the way I see it, there's all sorts of states of awareness. Cats. Now, they live in a world of smell. Well, it's the same planet, but different.
And we see dead people?
No. We dead people see. It's hearing there's a problem with.
Yeah, I noticed. Auntie Pat, it was like she was on a bad connection, out of range.
But you heard her?
One word in three.
Not the others with her?
No. Does that mean it's not so bad? I can get back?
Afraid not.
Then what?
It means that she'll be joining us soon.
I don't follow.
She's dying too, love.
Don't be daft.
You hear them all the time, especially in a place like this. Well, that's how you know. The patients, well, they're okay because they've got an inkling. It's the visitors that gets to you. Laughing, cracking jokes, trying to cheer the patients up. And they haven't got a clue it's them that's standing in the Reaper's shadow.
You've got this wrong. Auntie Pat, she's fine.
You know Banshees? As in Susie Ander?
No.
Not before your term, I suppose. A banshee is a wailing spirit that foretells the death of someone living.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see which way they went?
Thing is, the banshee doesn't wail to frighten the living.
Auntie Pat, where are you? Auntie Pat!
It's just screaming out in horror at having heard your voice.
I don't know what you think you're doing, but she needs us now.
No time.
She needs you, Doctor.
She needs the facilities on CalMed 1 or the Bial Foundation.
You're not listening.
Give me your car keys, Pat. Hey, Goth. Whatever.
Doctor.
I have to bring the TARDIS here. I can't leave Lucy's life in the hands of primitives.
The doctors and nurses, they know what they're doing.
Well-meaning primitives, yes, but primitives all the same keys.
You're not thinking straight.
All right, I'll hitch. I can hitch.
Even so, it's an hour and a half back to Bramlington. What a...
Thanks for your help, Haygoth.
What if you miss your chance to say goodbye?
I'll travel back to now. You'll see, I've already landed the TARDIS around the back. I'm upstairs by her bedside.
Disconnecting a life support?
I'll have thought of something by now. I'm there. Go and see.
You go see.
Pat, I have to do something.
It's not about you, is it?
Hey, hi. Pack it in, your toe.
Go away.
Hey. Please, she means please.
You think I'm rubbish, don't you? Some kind of whack job. Reckons he's Father Christmas. Basically harmless, but not quite right in the head.
Look, no time, sorry.
Yeah, you're right. The thing is, you two are so busy squabbling, you can't see what's right beneath your noses.
I believe you. I believe you've got a story. I believe you're sincere, but there's someone I care about very much in dire straits right now.
And the fellow who put her in them is in here, in Blackpool General.
I don't follow.
Oh, my God. Right beneath our noses.
Eh?
Yes, standing next to it, you idiot.
Next car. Yellow car.
Oh, God.
There, popped out to see if I could punch a rolly off of someone. And there it was.
Nasty yellow hot rod registration, FW15BB.
Yeah, reckon he's come to finish the job.
Yes. Pat, call the police. I'm going to anchor myself by her bedside. Pat?
Oh, God. It's all my fault.
No, it's not. Come on. Chop, chop.
But I know who he is now. The driver.
You what?
Whatever, it can wait. Hey, Goth.
No, it can't. Come on. We have to keep us safe.
Safe from what, Hey, Goth?
You! Martika, or whatever your name is.
She can't hear you, sweetheart.
Just leave the chocolate, will you? Like you need it anyhow.
Just forget it, Lucy.
Concentrate. I'm right in front of you. Right here. Don't go!
You're not doing any good.
She was the one with the doctor and Auntie Pat.
Yeah.
We've got to find her. Auntie Pat, get her checked out. Coffee machine.
Sorry?
Deja vu. I was stood beside a coffee machine with you. Before, aren't
you? Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Just the 8 sugars.
The girl with the brain injury. She wonders if her mind's playing tricks on her.
You're right. It's nothing. Look, I'm going to check in reception.
It's no use.
If I can hear her, she can hear me, all right?
It doesn't work like that, Lucy. You want to help, eh? You want to do something useful?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Then come with me.
Well, she's still here.
Thank God.
Santa?
Yeah?
And be a good chap. Stay in the corridor if anyone tries to come in.
Bounce him on my knee and ask them what they want for Christmas.
You got it.
Yeah. It's like she's not here anymore. Poor love.
You said you knew the man who did this to her. The driver.
Yes. From the old days. Before Pat.
Another Zygon.
Not exactly.
What's not exactly a Zygon?
A Zynog.
Of course.
A Zynog is a Zygon whose original form has been destroyed as punishment for breaking the oldest of all our laws.
Which is?
Using the body print of another Zygon.
Yes, there's a grim sort of logic in that.
They were cast out from the Zygon homeworld wearing crude, stunted forms, incompatible with body print technology. Some experimented with growing their own devices, but succeeded only in transferring their essence into the bodies of the brain dead.
Revenants.
Ghouls. This one followed my crew to Earth, in the hope of stealing back a Zygon body, so they might change again in the noble fashion.
But he must know you can't change back, Agoth.
He came to me, not long ago. He'd grown a new body print machine from the wreckage of my ship. It would cure my photomelanoma. I could be a Zygon again. I could live a little longer, anyway.
But the price would be...
My body.
Yes.
He knew my weakness. He knew how attached I'd become to this world, to my friends... To my family.
To Pat's friends. To Pat's family.
To Lucy. He knew I'd do anything to see her one last time. But when I saw he'd grown a parabolic diverter too in the hope of attracting a healthy alien...
Oh, Agoth.
I stole it from him. I had to be sure I'd see my niece again. One last Christmas in Blackpool. That's all I wanted. I chose to live as an Earthling, Doctor. I'll die as an Earthling too.
But he followed you?
Yes.
And now he's turned nasty?
Yes. If I don't give him the body he wants...
He'll take Lucy's. Well, we'll just have to ensure he doesn't get it.
It's not that simple.
It couldn't be, could it?
It's not about the physical. He doesn't need to be here in this room to destroy her.
Oh?
He can project himself into her unconscious mind. But he can't just take over his victims unbidden. He needs them to vacate the premises first. That's why he preys on the depressed, the dejected, the suicidal, anyone who won't put up too much of a fight.
But this is Lucy Miller we're talking about.
Exactly. He'll have to be clever.
Psst. Someone coming?
Just a thought. You want to know where the driver of that car is?
Yes.
CCTV. It's everywhere around here, including the car park.
So we can follow him from the moment he parked his car. Brilliant. Father Christmas, stay here. Don't let anyone in.
What about doctors?
She's got a doctor. Hey, Goth, come with me.
Where are we going?
Security.
Just some other poor beggar stuck in a hospital.
This poor beggar's not coming out.
Phil, get well soon from Stubbsy, Banksy, Barnsy and your mates at the Lion. Liked a drink, did he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, life and soul. Till his liver quit the party.
Oh, he's all yellow, yeah.
And he had kids. Look. I've done him a Christmas card.
Oh, what is this? Give Lucy a downer day? Like I'm not depressed enough right now.
You ever carry one of them donor cards?
Typical. I didn't have it on me the day I got run over. What?
You expect me to give him my liver?
Oh, no, it's too late for that, love. Strain on his system caused a stroke. It's only a matter of time now. And seeing as his missus is up on a charge...
Oh, please.
Card fraud. And she done it and all. Those kids, they're going into care.
Might be the best place for him.
He'd do anything to have his time again. Always going to pack in the fags, just as soon as he was a bit less stressed. Always going to start running a couple of miles a day, just as soon as he found the right trainers. Always going to get margarine next time, honey. This week there was a 2-for-1 on butter.
Yeah, well, human nature, isn't it?
He's learned his lesson now. In there, he knows.
What are you, St. Peter? He's justified, he gets to heaven.
No, love. As I said, I'm a porter. I move folks about. Now look at him. A living brain in a broken body. You, on the other hand, Lucy Miller...
You what?
Your brain's just ticking over. Sooner or later, he's gonna give up and he's gonna take a fit young body with it.
Is that a compliment?
No, it's a fact.
I get it. You're a porter. You move folks about.
Same principle as your donor card. I agree with that.
Yeah, but...
What are you fighting for, Lucy Miller? Why is it you don't just give up? There's no cure for what you've got. It's just a waste of NHS resources.
Aye.
And nothing much will change when you're gone. Sure, your folks will be sad. Your friends will look all wistful when your name comes up. Maybe they'll even run a half marathon for the hospital, make themselves feel better about losing you.
I've had enough of this.
I could use you, though. I could put Phil's consciousness in your brain and body. You can appear on the scene, forgotten auntie, be a guardian angel to them kids, a Christmas angel.
Well, they're not my problem. I'm sad for them.
Sad, yeah. Sad? What good is that? All the pity in the world won't change a thing for those kids.
I suppose.
Then do something about it. Give it up, Lucy. Give it up. And let me make the exchange.
Wait, Haygarth!
What?
This Zynorg, he'll be using alien technology to project himself into Lucy's unconscious.
Well, he won't be using voodoo.
And his parabolic diverter? It homes in on non-Earth signals?
Yes, yes!
Well, give it to me.
Somewhere in the handbag.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, sorry, I keep the kitchen sink in here.
You really have gone native, haven't you?
Ta-da!
But turn around in a circle.
You what?
Just do it.
The signal's strongest this way.
Exactly, run!
Sorry, Billy. No deal.
No?
See, I know what you are now. You're a hallucination. You're the bit in me, in all of us, that wants to go mad, to throw it all away. I even based you on a bloke I met tonight in Bramlington Services. Seedy-looking fella. Took 8 sugars in his coffee. 8 sugars! And a double espresso.
Rationalisation! That's good! That's why your subconscious picked him, you think? A warning to yourself about the dangers of self-destruction.
Makes sense to me.
Clever girl, Lucy Miller.
Aren't I just...
You're a fool. This is who I really am, Lucy Miller.
Oh, my...
Oh, Lord. How blimey. Lucy! Luce! Help! Help! Come on, answer!
Who is that?
It's Lucy, girl in the coma. She's...
Wait there. Touch nothing.
Oh, Lucy, love, don't die, please.
Somewhere around here.
Store cupboard. Locked.
Allow me. Shut that thing up, would you?
Yeah, it's driving me nuts.
Oh, that's got it.
Well, it's got to be in here somewhere.
Get up. Had a funny turn, did you, seeing an alien?
I've seen lots of aliens, pal. It's just not so many who are so blummin' ugly. Aren't you a Zygon?
What exactly?
What's not exactly a Zygon?
Oh, you'll see. Plenty of fight left in you, eh, Lucy Miller?
I told you, I don't give up.
Well, let's see about that.
Hey, go
Come with me.
No!
It's all right, false alarm.
What did you do to machine?
Nothing. She went right again almost straight away.
There is no such thing as false alarm with patients like this.
There isn't.
I shall have to call consultant.
I reckon I'm no use here.
No, you wait. He shall want to speak with you.
Sorry.
Wait!
The girl at the desk?
Yes, it is Marika on Dublin ward.
Something the matter, Joke?
There is strange man dressed in Father Christmas outfit. He may have been interfering with patient.
But he's gone now, yeah?
Yes.
So you want me to find a strange man dressed in a Father Christmas outfit?
Yes.
On Christmas Eve?
Maybe we got it wrong.
No. Laundry pallet. Help me with these sheets. And there he is. I'm sure I've seen him somewhere before.
He'll have changed bodies since I saw him last.
At Bramlington. In the queue for the coffee machine. What's this on his forehead?
Zainab diadem. It generates the trance state he needs to transmit himself into Lucy's unconscious. Don't touch it!
Why not?
Lucy's brain function is compromised enough as it is. She doesn't need the trauma of a Zainog imploding in her head.
I realise that, but if I can connect my brain to his, I can follow his psychic wavelength into Lucy's mind and warn her about what he is.
Yes, but...
What? What?
But then she'll find out, won't she? About me. About you. About the lie we told her. About what we did.
Where are you taking me?
To see your beloved Auntie Pat and your best friend, the time-travelling doctor.
What do you mean?
In here.
A cupboard? What are they doing in a
You'll never guess.
Eh? Oh, God, no.
Worse than that.
What could be worse?
And here they are.
That's you.
My current avatar. I expect they're plotting to kill it.
A good thing too, I reckon.
Go on. Go closer. Closer, dear Auntie Pat. Seems animated, doesn't she? Why don't you listen in?
I'm no eavesdropper.
Listen in. Listen.
Yes,
to what she's saying.
But then she'll find out, won't she? About me. About you. About the lie we told her. About what we did.
Auntie Pat?
She'll understand.
Oh, sure she'll understand. Understand her Auntie Pat died before she was born, and the woman she loved as her aunt was a Zygon.
She'll understand you loved her, Hagar.
As an obligation, as a penance, as a cover.
Should we save her life first and deal with the drama later?
You're the one who doesn't understand, Doctor. Pat Ryder ran away from her family to live out a fantasy of life on the road with a rock band. When that failed, she chose life as a consort to a long-haired alien enigma who made her feel closer to the stars.
Remind you of anyone?
I don't want to hear this.
I think you do.
If Pat Ryder had lived, do you imagine she'd have shown the slightest interest in anything that came out of cheap and cheerful, earthly Blackpool? That she'd have found anything diverting in her gauche, ungainly knees? No, that wasn't Pat Ryder's scene.
It changes nothing.
It changes everything. Because every special time that she and Lucy shared, every Christmas, every birthday, all those memories will be spoiled now. Because what I felt wasn't an auntie's love. It wasn't even human love. It was a love invented by me and by you.
All coming out now, isn't it?
I can't hear this.
Hey! Stick around! Who knows what else you might discover?
Love is love is love, Haygoth, wherever you find it. Look, we don't have time for this.
You're not wrong there.
Now, look, I am a Time Lord. My double heartbeat is interfering with the phasing of the diadem.
Are you looking for something?
I won't be able to enter the psychic realm unless I stop my hearts. Just long enough to hack into Lucy's dreaming. 1 minute. 2. That's all I need. Aha.
Adrenaline.
Give me 2 minutes. 2 minutes to break the Zynog's hold over her, then 2 shots of adrenaline, one into each of my hearts. That'll bring me round.
But what if it doesn't?
It will.
But if it doesn't?
I trust you, Haygoth, to look after her. To do right by her.
But...
Look, just draw up the shots. Thank you. No more arguing. I need total concentration to will my hearts to stop. I knew a flying yogi once could switch his consciousness off and on like that. Boy, could he break the ice at parties.
I'm ready, Doctor.
Hey, what are you doing? 2 minutes, I said.
It's not adrenaline. It's a sedative. Sorry, Doctor. It's too risky.
Oh, hang on.
I can't wait for her forgiveness.
There's nowhere to run, Lucy Miller. Nowhere to hide. Not from the truth.
Just leave us alone, will you?
Out of breath, are you? In a coma. Bad sign. Bad, bad sign.
Please!
That'll be your brain shutting up shop, foreclosing on your body. Listen. There. There!
What's happening?
You've seen it 100 times over on Casualty and that. The grim-faced porters pushing the trolley into resource. The awkward houseman looking like a rabbit caught in the headlights. The smooth consultant bounding in like he can will the patient back to life. The careworn staff nurse passing in the paddles. Clear!
Please! Please stop!
Yes! That's it. I think we should stop.
No!
You said it, love. Is everyone agreed?
I didn't mean... No!
Too late. You're mine.
Oh, no. No!
Time of death. Oh, look. 0 hours. 0 minutes. Happy Christmas, Lucy Miller.
Leave her alone.
Oh, look. The relatives are gathering around the bedside.
Lucy. You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to go.
Please. I don't want her here. Him here.
It. Lucy.
She knows. Haygoth.
She knows what?
She knows. Haygoth.
Listen, whatever he's told you, it's not right.
I heard it from the horse's mouth. Well, Zygon's mouth. Then she'll find out, won't she? About me. About you. About the lie we told her. About what we did.
Loose.
Don't loose me. You and the doctor, all those years, you were laughing at me.
No, that's not how it was.
I don't care how it was.
We didn't want to hurt you.
What's wrong with hurting, eh? Feeling stuff. That's what makes us real. That's what makes us alive.
No.
You got that right.
Got what? Hey, don't you dare fade away. Not when I'm talking to you.
It's not us who's fading, love. It's you.
You what?
You're going back.
But I have...
I know you haven't started. Go easy on the doctor, will you?
Auntie Pat!
Oh, and you're beautiful.
Don't start that!
You, Haygoth, you have ruined everything.
I don't have the strength to fight you, not anymore.
You had the strength to cheat me, Haygoth, to steal my parabolic diverter. You'll pay for this for a long, long time to come.
Yeah, yeah. Zynog's for life, not just for Christmas.
I don't understand.
Just get on with it. How's this work?
I kill you now with my metaphysical bare hands.
So be it.
But before I crush your consciousness, I want you to know I'll be taking Lucy Miller's body print soon enough.
No!
As Pat Ryder, I'd still be a no one stuck on Earth, but as Lucy Miller, Time Lord's companion.
Oh, please!
You are nothing to me, Haygoth. Nothing to Lucy. Nothing to anyone.
Hello? Hello?
I...
She is conscious. Lucy? Yes? It is fine. Do not worry. You are in hospital.
Holy City, yeah. Oh, God.
No, it is Blackpool General.
I know. Where's the doctor?
He is just here. Doctor?
No, I don't want to see him.
You have had an accident. The doctor must see you.
I said I don't want to see him. All right?
Hello, hello. Pat Haygoth.
Yes, Pat Haygoth. Oh, I feel unwell.
I'm not surprised. Come on, we have to find an antidote.
Yes. Antidote?
Something for this poor devil too. The hot blood driver, whoever he is.
I shall call for help.
Wait. Let me just check. Oh, shame. He's dead.
Dead?
The Zynogs left him. Moved on.
What did you mean just now? Antidote?
Tell me, what was the name of Trevor's last hit single? Come on.
I don't have time for pop quizzes. Ow!
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I got you. Deep breaths.
What is happening to me?
Which face will you choose? Which one will you lose? You're a falling star. Haygoth would never have forgotten that.
You knew?
Yes. What's your name?
My name?
Well, I can't just call you Zynog.
Landak.
Landak. Pretty name. You shouldn't have done it, Landak. None of it.
I feel cold. Like there's ice water in these veins?
Salt water, actually.
What?
A concentrated saline solution. Good for humans. But taken intravenously to a Zygon...
Poison?
Yes.
Then he has cheated me. Again.
I realized what Haygoth had done as soon as I came round. That's why he knocked me out. He knew I would never allow it.
Then why did you pretend? Why test me?
I just needed to be sure who it was in there before I moved heaven and earth to save her, him.
There is an antidote. The Scarazon's milk.
Yes, but you need it right now, right this instant. I had thought maybe I could synthesize some. This is a hospital after all, but...
It's too late. I understand.
Haygoth wasn't healthy, I'm afraid. Please, let me sit with you until it's over.
What I wanted was another chance, like Haygoth had.
No, you wanted to take his life to extend your own. The thing is, it wasn't Pat Ryder who died back in 1985. Not really. It was Haygoth who sacrificed himself to bring Antipat to life. And that was Antipat who sacrificed herself just now to save her niece, to save Lucy.
It's getting colder.
Yes. Here, hold my hand.
I'm scared.
Shh.
Doctor.
Shh.
Come on, everybody. It's Christmas. In the bleak midway. Frosty wind might moan.
Frosty wind might moan.
Earth stood hard as iron.
Earth stood hard as iron.
That's great. Keep going.
Water like
snow had fallen, snow on snow.
Snow had fallen, snow on snow.
Lovely.
Snow.
Join in, everybody, join in.
In the bleak midwinter, long ago.
That's the spirit.
All right, Santa. Keep it down, I said.
Join in, you. Oh, it's Christmas.
Deary old Joan, mind.
Excuse me, Mr. Yes.
Oh, it's you.
Your friend.
Yeah. I know.
She is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, she has left the building.
It's all right. You don't have to resort to euphemisms.
No, I mean really left the building. She just discharged herself.
Discharged?
She is very foolish. She should not have left. She should still be here in hospital. You are her friend. Do you know where she will have gone?
No idea, sorry. But the other fella she hangs around with, he's a doctor.
Then he should know better.
Yeah. She woke up, though. That's brilliant. Excuse me. Come on, you lot. In the bleak midwinter. Yeah, sorry about that. I reckon she'll be all right, love.
I hope so. But you are good with people. Even the receptionist is joining in, and she is miserable, devil.
Well, I'm a professional, you say?
Singer?
Santa. Well, I was. Had a grotto in the retail park at Bramlington. Only the Traders Association replaced me this year. Too old.
How can Father Christmas be too old?
You tell me. Oh, well.
You have no job?
No.
They need potters here.
Yeah?
You are good with people. You would do well, I think. I must go now. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Ah, you call that singing? Come on, it's Christmas!
I thought I'd find you here.
Couldn't go home, could I? I'm already there.
Can I sit down?
It's a big beach, plenty of space. Oh, go on. I don't want to talk, though.
No.
I know I shouldn't have left, but I thought I'd better. They wanted to know who I was so they could call my folks.
Yes. You're cold?
Yeah, it's a surgical gown. There's a bit of a draft up the back.
Yeah, my coat.
No fear. People know me round here. Won't be seen dead dressed like some...
like some ponce.
You said it, pal.
Look, I realise I should have told you. We both should.
Too late now.
Yes. I know it's complicated.
Too right.
She loved you very much.
Yeah.
There's something. Look.
A handbag.
Take it.
No.
There's a card inside. It's for you.
Maybe later. I don't know.
What will you do?
Can't go home. Not till the summer, once I've left.
Yes.
Maybe hitch a ride on a lorry. Bum round Europe, something.
Hitch?
I'll be careful.
No, it's just...
ooh, what the hell's that?
A parabolic diverter. It's a sort of space thumb. I left her ticking over, you see, at Bramlington.
Handy for you.
For me?
You would.
You don't mean that.
You lied to me.
I know, but...
oh, I know you would have had a shed load of good reasons. I'm not saying you... I don't know, a bad person. It's just...
Just what?
Everything's changed.
Lucy, I was wrong. I should have told
and now
you.
Now I'll never be able to trust you again. Properly, like...
but people are fallible.
Not you, though. Not you.
Yes, me, Lucy. Me. I'm no superhero, you know? I don't have X-ray eyes. I can't leap tall buildings with a single bound.
But you travel in time and space. You've got two hearts. You live in a magic box that's bigger on the inside. You know all about stuff. You're the doctor. You're brilliant, and it was great. I mean, really bleeding great. And well, that's how I want to remember it. That's how I want to remember you.
So I'm just a memory now?
Yeah. The best memory I've got. Yeah, I remember the doctor. He was great. He had a great time. An amazing time. Then one night he just disappeared in his magic box. Just disappeared. And I'll never forget him. Never.
My name is Paul John McGann.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi, my name is Sheridan Smith, and I play Lucy Miller.
Mines!
Hey!
I'm Alan Barnes, and I'm the writer and scripts editor of Death in Blackpool.
What is this? Give Lucy a downer day? Like, I'm not depressed enough right now.
And no doubt, Alan, you're wishing everybody a very happy Christmas with this uplifting Christmas story.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry if you are listening to this on Christmas Eve and... yeah, if he's put a complete downer on your Christmas, I'm really sorry.
I thought I'd find you here.
Couldn't go home, could I? I'm already there.
Can I sit down?
It's a big beach, plenty of space. Oh, come on. I don't want to talk, though.
No.
Let's look at the final scene, which Sheridan has just performed, and actually cried for real, didn't she?
No, I've reduced her to tears. I do this to all the girls.
Were you moved?
Sheridan was. She was in tears.
She wasn't.
She was.
She was not.
We had to go to the Kleenex.
I was. It's just, when I first read it, you know, it really moved me and I thought, oh my God. And it's personally as well, because I don't want to, you know, to finish doing Big Finish. but no, it's a really moving scene, I think.
Oh, well, you know what? I can only apologise for my colleague's loss of control. I apologise on her behalf. There we are. That should never happen.
Yeah, the doctor. You're brilliant, and it was great. I mean, really bleeding great. And well, that's how I want to remember it. That's how I want to remember you.
I was bawling my eyes out, and then they came through knocking on the door with some Kleenex for me. But I just think it's really sad. That's really clever writing, and also it's the fact, you know, that me and Paul get on so well, so the thought of us even leaving just doing this, so you can imagine how Lucy and the doctor must feel, you know. So yeah, I was really moved by that. Got a bit sniffling and snotty.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I'm sorry.
And a Merry Christmas to you too.
Why is Lucy going?
You lied to me.
I know, but...
Oh, I know you would have had a shed load of good reasons. I'm not saying you're, I don't know, a bad person. It's just...
Just what?
Everything's changed.
I think that sort of level of betrayal, you know, I mean, for, you know, in terms of her character, that sort of level of betrayal and not being able to trust the doctor ever again is... And he's been proven to be so fallible, and it's something so personal to her.
It's really sad because she's put the doctor on this pedestal. It took them years to kind of get up a proper bond where they trust each other. And then she really trusts him more than anyone, you know. So then she's put him on this pedestal and then he lets her down, you know, by not telling her the truth. And she doesn't want to, you know, she could say, OK, look, fine, forget it, and then carry on. But she would never properly trust him, and she doesn't want it to be like that. She wants it to end the way she's always, you know, thought of him, which is just this amazing, special man. So, but it's really sad, and I was really frustrated with it and thinking, oh, just forgive him and carry on time travelling. But she's, you know, she's got it in her head, that's it now, we're going to have to part company. And it's really sad.
Lucy, I was wrong. I should have told you.
And now I'll never be able to trust you again, properly, like.
It is like a relationship. It's like a real relationship breaking up. You know, you've just done something that's not obviously, you know, bangs and flashes, spectacularly, destructively awful, but it's just something you can't let go of. It's something you can't leave behind. It's something you can't forget. She's got her pride, you know? And I think that, you know, to continue, she'd be betraying herself, I think.
It's the main thing, isn't it, in any relationship, friendship, you know, is trust, and you want to feel like you tell each other everything and it's us two against the world, you know, and I think that's how they felt, or certainly how she felt about him, and he was just trying to protect her and didn't want to hurt her, but she feels, you know, she feels so hurt and wounded by the fact that she didn't know something, and so it's really sad, it's just really sad, but yeah, you're right, it's kind of like a marriage breaking down, yeah.
So I'm just a memory now?
Yeah. The best memory I've got.
Auntie Pat?
I told you.
Auntie Pat!
My name's Helen Lederer, and I am playing Auntie Pat.
Of course, I knew this couldn't be any kind of coincidence.
You had some really great scenes with her. I mean, she was playing Auntie Pat, who was actually a bloke, a Zygon.
You're a Zygon. You shouldn't have changed one iota from the moment you took Pat's body print. You should look...
Early 30s still. More like middle 50s now.
Yeah, she was a bloke, she was a Zygon, and Auntie Pat. All done with... fantastic skill, I have to say, and complete aplomb.
All I think is that people must have huge brains who write this, and even bigger brains who comprehend it all and love it, which I do, but my brain is quite small.
I think of all the people that I've worked with here, I can't think of anyone that came and had more fun during the day and was consistently brilliant as she was.
It's really exciting. It's my virgin territory. I've never done this before.
I knew she was an actor, and I knew she did a bit of comedy. I think she perhaps writes. She's probably one of these very brilliant people that does five things at once. But other than to say I was really... It probably says more about me. I was genuinely surprised at her brilliance. I was thinking, God, why isn't this person a superstar or something? She's brilliant.
I feel I really know Paul now. Oh, I think he's wonderful. He's got this wonderful velvet voice and you kind of know that he knows. No, he's gorgeous. I'm a little bit in love, actually.
Well, this is a turn up, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
She came in and did it in the space of a morning and then left to go on a flight, didn't she?
Yeah, don't you hate these people? And she came and she did it. She just did not a word out of place. Everything absolutely perfect. She drove the whole day. We were kind of just tagged along in a slipstream. And she just led it. She led the whole thing. Real, real class actor.
Oh, spare us the bear hug. You'll crack a rib.
If she wants to come back and do some more, they should welcome her with open arms. She's fantastic.
Oh, yes, pleasey. Yes, maybe I'll be a company next time.
Blackpool. I'm going to Blackpool.
My name's Harriet Kershaw and I'm playing Natasha.
Yeah, do you like that, Tash?
My name is Natasha. She has a sticky end. She starts off as a very posh, humourless Rodin schoolgirl, you know, very close to myself, and then turns into a Zygon. And when I was reading, I was thinking, ooh, how am I going to play a Zygon? But apparently I just whisper a lot. And yes, it was quite good. Having been to an all-girls school myself, it was quite an easy one to do.
Oh, Tasha, you're an outlaw.
You have made me do this, Lily.
No!
And you were Polish for Marika.
I was, yes. This is the second time I've been Polish this week.
Really? What was the other?
The other one was in It's a Cartoon, and they play Magda. Sound quite similar to Marika, I have to say. That was good fun, playing a hospital worker.
How do you summon up an accent like that? Do you go out and research it, or is it in there?
Accents are my thing. So if I hear someone with an accent, I try and sort of listen to what they're saying, pick up phrases, and I sometimes work as a tour guide, and in our office we've got a couple of Polish girls, so especially for these two jobs I've been listening in on their conversations.
Lucy, yes, it is fine, do not worry.
This is your second Doctor Who this year. You were in here a few months ago recording Brotherhood of the Daleks and you were a Dalek, and here you are at Christmas being a Zygon. What's it like playing all these monsters?
It's brilliant. I keep telling all of my friends about the experience of being a Dalek. It was fantastic, especially singing I'm So Pretty in the booth as a Dalek. It was great. And playing a Zygon as well. What more could you ask for Christmas?
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
John Glover playing Father Christmas, but it's not the Father Christmas, it's a Father Christmas. A rather drunken Brummy. Father Christmas, who's initially lost his reindeer, or so he says. So he, although he's not the Father Christmas, is not a Zygon or an incarnation of somebody else. He is just a man from Birmingham, which in this script, frankly, is a bit of a relief, because everybody else seems to have about 75 different personalities, which, you know, as an actor, we do have to be a bit schizophrenic, but, you know, thank God. I'm just playing one person, which is marvellous.
It's Christmas!
Simmer down, you in the back!
Yeah, and shut the window. My neck's getting wind chill.
He's a Santa who's lost his job, we find out in the end, isn't he?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's very unfortunate. He's obviously taken to the drink slightly, and, you know, I think it's a bit of a relief for him to be caught up with Doctor Who and assistants and Aunt Pat, and to have really rather a bit of a rescue of what could have been a really rather dreary Christmas, probably in a bus shelter somewhere.
Merry Christmas, one and all!
Is this the first time in your career you've played Father Christmas, John?
I've done it several times for radio commercials, but I must say this is about the earliest. I mean, we're in September now, dear listener. And I think it's about the earliest, certainly my earliest Christmas gig this year.
And a great big to the lot of you.
And how's your Christmas been?
Christmas has been lovely, thank you very much.
Kind of strange to be doing Christmas in September. We're September the 21st today. What's that been like for you?
I have to say the weirdest thing was just now, towards the end of the recording, singing In the Bleak Midwinter. I feel very un-Christmassy, I have to say. But in the shops already, they are advertising Christmas. It's quite worrying. September, it's wrong.
It sounded lovely, actually. I could see snowflakes falling outside.
They were falling in my booth, believe me, especially when I hit that top note.
Bring it on, say I. I love Christmas. Yeah, it is a bit odd. But do you know what? It'll come round soon enough.
Please, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas!
Quiet, you!
Where it all came from was last November 2007. we were having a big finish meeting and talking about McGann Series 3, which we thought was going to be 8 episodes again. And Jason Hay-Gellery, who is our Lord and Master, said, and we'd like to do a Christmas special as well. And I sort of said, oh.
I want Christmas at home with me family. I want nephews and nieces crying because they've opened everything by 9:30 and they still want more.
Right.
Because I was sort of thinking, oh, Christmas special, you know, it's just... The new series does it so well and does the sort of, you know, the big jolly robot Santa's thing. And I just sort of felt instinctively they've covered all the bases. But, you know, we can't really go anywhere with this.
I want me Auntie Pat hairing up to the house on a tiny moped with some greasy, unsuitable riding pillion, bringing us a crate of cheap Czech beer like battery acid.
I saw the Radio Times, and it was being heavily trailed, the Christmas Radio Times of Doctor Who was sandwiched between the 2 episodes of EastEnders where Bradley discovers that his wife, Stacey, has been sleeping with his father. You know, and that total downer, awful, horrendous Christmas thing is actually now a tradition. You know, that on Christmas Day, you know, you watch, you know, hours of dreadful domestic misery on Christmas Day. And that is a tradition, and it works. So I thought, oh, can we transplant that into Doctor Who?
Yes. I want me Auntie Pat. Is that all right with you?
Of course, in the previous season, you know, we'd left open the Auntie Pat story. Well, Auntie Pat had actually been killed and had died, and Haygarth had taken over her body, but the Doctor and Haygarth kept this secret from Lucy, and I was sort of thinking, family secrets, it all comes out at Christmas, doesn't it?
But then she'll find out, won't she? About me, about you, about the lie we told her, about what we did.
I would like to apologise to and thank Paul Mars, who created Auntie Pat originally, and although we've gone on to the Haygarth story, really, you know, Death in Blackpool wouldn't exist if it weren't for the original Horror of Glam Rock and Zygmunt and Felsworth stories. So, I hope I haven't let him down too badly.
She'll understand.
Oh, sure she'll understand. Understand her Auntie Pat died before she was born, and the woman she loved as her aunt was a Zygon.
She'll understand you loved her, Haygarth.
As an obligation, as a penance, as a cover.
Should we save her life first and deal with the drama later?
You're the one who doesn't understand, Doctor.
So that is where Death in Blackpool came on, you know, the sort of domestic misery sort of thing, you know, the fact that the public family secrets thing, and also thinking of sort of Holby at Christmas, which is where the hospital stuff came from.
Okay, their story has ended on the beach. Do you know what comes next? Have you thought that far?
Well, I've got some ideas. I haven't actually discussed them with Nick yet. But he'll find out in due course, and so will you.
Yeah. I remember the Doctor. He was great. We had a great time. An amazing time. Then one night he just disappeared in his magic box. Just disappeared. And I'll never forget him.